That's your fucking cold open.
And what does it have to...
That's what they do. They just refrain from no.
Stick.
Stick.
What exactly did you just say to me?
I said, let's do a shorty.
Okay, good.
That's what I thought you said. Shorty.
Hey, I guys. I have such a good idea.
Yes?
Oh, dear.
Is it a band name list?
Blade Face. Yes, it is a band name list.
Yeah!
Band name
episode. Band names
Happy New
forever.
Year, everybody.
Happy New Year!
I think. Maybe. Who cares?
Wait,
it'll be New
Year's.
This
soon. Is not the actual New Year's one that we...
we're not talking about that. This will be Happy New Year anyway, because I'm sure this will get played in the New Year.
I mean, if my
math checks out.
There's some good ones in the top five. So Blade Face is the first one. So Blades. If you're not familiar or a new listener and you haven't listened to all of our backlog... The band names game is where I think Kendrick and a lot of his friends and then subsequently everybody has been allowed to see this list or has been adding to this list of, oh, that sounds like a band name comments.
We stopped doing it, like, what?
Since it's driving.
Almost a year ago.
We still have at least 100
like a year
on
it. Yeah. And it's still... Yeah, it's
so
still
what we do is I'll read the band name and or somebody reads the band name and then everybody will make up what they think the type of music is they play or like what their gimmick is.
Or if we think it's an album name instead of a band name.
Yes, okay. Yeah, so basically just stay along for the journey and we're going to go through some band names. Yes.
We're going to read a list.
Yeah. Golf. All right, the first one is Bladeface.
Bladeface.
So Bladeface, I mean, it's got to be some kind of industrial or metal, I feel like.
Okay.
I'm leaning towards metal, and it's like the title, like the word Bladeface is barely legible, hardcore, like metal.
Made out
font.
Of blades.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Metalocalypse, kind of like.
Metallica
or
any
of those. Really heavy metal bands.
Yeah, like the Norwegian black metal bands that, like, they have a name, but you can't discern what it is because it's written in this fucking crazy.
And there's umlauts over letters that normally don't have umlauts, and you're like, what?
Right? In no languages.
All right.
I think it's one guy, and he has blades on his face.
Yeah.
I think this
beats Taserface.
I think this is based off of a movie franchise, actually. It's like there's been a series of horror movies about a character named Bladeface, who's the main antagonist of the whole series. And Bladeface is the band that sings songs about the characters in all the movies.
Oh,
like, it's like a theme
that.
Band.
Interesting.
Where like that. It's like it's metal, of course, because it's called Bladeface, and why wouldn't you have it be metal?
Right, right.
But like it's all songs about the characters in the films and like how they get killed or
like
their stories.
Each song is how each of the victims gets murdered?
Or not something that specific. Just more along the lines of like they're a band that plays songs specifically about the Bladeface series, or like you know, like if you started a band
like the Proto Men, but for Bladeface,
exactly.
I'm for it.
Side project slasher film called Bladeface.
All right, the next one is Aquatic Dankies. Aquatic Donkeys is what it is.
Okay, that could have been the way you said it, could have been the thing put on there. No,
Aquatic Dankies,
Aquatic Donkeys,
Aquatic.
Getting
some heavy Aquabat vibes.
You're thinking Aquabats. I'm thinking Aqua. So I'm thinking that it is a country band that plays country style covers, like old school country style covers, like pre Waylon Jennings, like
Michael Martin Murphy,
like either Michael Martin Murphy or like Hank Williams.
Yeah.
But they sing country covers of Aqua.
Of
Aqua. Which is disturbing if you don't know how many albums. I think they have like four or five albums.
Wow.
To say that. Like, we all know of like one song.
Yeah.
But I think they have several albums.
All right. So.
I love it.
So it's like, it's like there's
Aqua.
A tear in my beer. But Barbie Girl. And I want you to sing.
I'm a Barbie Girl.
Yeah. But like old school country. None of the new shit.
Okay.
Like it's all recorded in an actual
like,
tin can.
Okay. Fuck, what is that called? Like the little tongue instrument.
Oh,
harp.
Oh, the
jaw, yeah.
Yeah.
Jaw harp.
Jaw harp.
Jaw harp.
Anywho,
Anything? Is that what you
think? No, I'm riding on the back of that coattail. That's amazing.
Oh, that's maybe how you should do it. The teams, like, you guys come up with one, I come up with one.
I'm just saying, throw the best idea out there and see what happens. Yeah. What you got? You got anything?
It's different than that. That's hard to beat.
It's a pretty compelling connection. Quiet
dog. I would only think of something where the album cover, there's a donkey, like, in scuba gear.
Yeah.
But I don't know what would go along with that.
Ska. You can always say ska.
Well, yeah.
Ska is always the easiest.
Speed metal ska.
Post-glam speed
folk. I'd love to actually go back in our previous band names episodes and see how many times we've used that.
Ska.
Ska speed. Or industrial?
No, speed metal ska.
No.
Post-glam speed folk.
I think it has something to do, it's a play on words from, like, Sea Monkey, and it's like a children's band. Like, it's like a band that plays songs for kids. But they're not the sea monkeys, they're the aqua donkeys, like the aquatic donkeys.
Aquatic donkeys.
And they have like little, like, they're like always like have like swimmies and stuff on, and they're singing songs about how you should learn your colors and how you should like like, you know, treat other people nicely and how you're supposed to eat vegetables.
Like, they're all like animated characters.
Maybe, or like Yo Gabba Gabba, where like they're not animated, they just have, they just like are like dressed up and things like that. Yeah.
Yeah, like the donkey in the scuba suit.
Oops, I'm for it. That's the one we didn't have.
Oh God.
That's okay. Cancel culture. It's not a good one.
Are you just going down the list because I have to?
No, well, I mean, if I'm on the list and I affect the list, your list is going to be different than my list, maybe.
I just was saying if you didn't.
Because your list already has missing ones, because I already checked them off and they're not right, so maybe.
What was the one that you just checked off? That's right on the
I got it. Box vodka secretions.
Box vodka secretions?
I don't know why that's on here. This is a terrible name.
That sounds like a song title, not a band. That's a song title.
Yeah, I would agree. Or at the very most,
it's the follow up album to Boxed Wine Secretions. Who made it? I don't know. But
Boxed Wine Secretions is definitely by a Tom Waits style. What's the opposite of a crooner?
A crooner?
Yeah, the opposite of a crooner.
What's a crooner?
Like,
I feel like we've had this conversation before.
Probably.
Not a schooner. A crooner.
And a schooner's a boat, dumb.
Yeah,
like,
crooner is like Rat Pack. Not Rat Pack.
Okay.
Yeah,
I guess Rat Pack.
Yeah, Frank Sinatra.
Sinatra. So what's the opposite of that?
Okay, I get it now.
Singer?
Yeah, like a shitty lounge singer.
Yeah.
Like a shitty lounge singer. Pack an hour lounge singer.
The word secretions just doesn't leave my head. Like, it just sounds... Boxed wine secretions is like the female version of like...
Kendrick I'm doing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 cigarettes between each sets of fingers. She's like, are you going to exhale somewhere?
What's exhaling?
It's just smoke coming out of him. Secreting out of him.
Coming out of the pores.
It makes me think that someone drank way too much vodka and they're like letting out little bits of pee because they can't control their bladder.
Not typically a band, but also interesting.
That was awful.
So what band is themed with is little bits of pee coming out?
Vodka influence.
They're like micro songs. All right. Next one is Jet Lag and a Breakfast Beer, which it just sounds like beer punk to me.
See, that's a duo.
So someone's jet lag and somebody else is the breakfast beer?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I can see that. It's like Simon and Garfunkel, but it's like beer punk. And it's only two people that ever play, so you only get the like benefit of like two instruments or something
just
like that.
A snare and a trumpet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
not ska. Beer punk, which is so like a
snare, drum, and a guitar with two strings.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I think beer punk has always more guitars than they need because their friends needed to be in the band.
I did not know beer punk was a thing.
Oh yeah.
Okay, beer punk is a new one. I thought you made that up.
No, that's real.
Beer punk.
Shit. It's like it's literally punk rock where they talk about drinking beer and doing stupid shit.
I think that's exactly what that is.
No, yeah, but they travel. Like every one of their songs every one of their albums is in a different language.
Oh, they're on tour. They don't have an actual like standing like album that they released. They're just always on tour.
Yeah.
You just have
making
to
up new songs as they go. Yeah. They don't play the old songs because they forgot them because of the beer.
These are so good. Okay. The next one is shoulder mounted bowl of cereal. All right.
I feel like I should remember that one, but I feel like that's from literally last year.
Shoulder mounted bowl of cereal.
Like last July.
Oh man.
Shoulder mounted bowl of cereal.
I keep thinking of Saturday morning cartoons. Like They do covers of Saturday morning cartoon theme songs, but mm-hmm. I don't know in what genre of music.
I would say this sounds like Tupperware Remix Party in a lot of ways.
Yeah,
just as far as nonsense.
Electro.
Or the, what was it, the synth? Decepticons?
Retro Electro.
Like, yeah.
Okay.
That's not to say retro electro.
I mean, I feel like
that's
that exists
thing,
already, but this
yeah.
is definitely one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm on board with that.
Retro
one.
Electro?
Retro Electro covers of Saturday morning cartoons.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
whatever retro stuff.
Sure, they can
TV jingles.
But their first two albums.
Yeah.
Arc Saturday Morning,
TV
and then it's
jingles.
Everything else.
And then, yeah.
then they go the way of NSP, where they start doing like covers of songs instead of actually. Did you guys see The Decision too?
Yes.
Oh yeah, that was amazing.
All right,
plug in NSP. Always.
Silent Agony is the next one.
Screamo.
Screamo.
Oh.
But Christmas music, screamo.
No. Instrumental screamo, no screaming.
Oh,
it's all the screamo that would all the pieces of screamo, but the screaming.
Are you trying to like synth? Yeah, like
no. There's no screaming
sounds.
You just completely leave that part out.
That's funny because screamo,
so it's like yeah, that's weird to think about.
Is what ruins the music for me?
Right. So that's the sell. You're like, man, I don't like screamo, but Silent Agony is pretty good.
Yeah. I'm still going with screamo Christmas because I want to hear it, and I've never heard.
I like both of these actually. I listen. Christopher Lee did
not like that. That's more. That's not screamo. That's like
metal.
Gut metal or guttural metal or death metal. Like screamo is like
fair.
You got to have the lead up for screamo, where it's like, oh, I'm just a little kid screaming about stuff, and then the guy goes screaming about stuff, and like. Then you go back into the regular music.
I guess that's fair. I did just get a drop into gut metal.
The only difference is that you're not screaming the whole time, and it was only available in their like late early 2000s, late 90s.
Sweet silver bells, silver bells. I thought I had the lyrics for a second there.
Yeah.
And I got halfway through, and I'm like, I do not have the lyrics.
Oh god.
All right, this next
404 not found.
Next one.
Null pointer section. Go ahead.
Nipple worship. Nipple worship.
Nipple.
Now is that worship?
Worship. Like, praise be.
Okay. Because I'm on board.
But it should be worship.
Yeah. No, I. Okay. I feel
how
like
do you
we
differentiate
to...
those when you speak?
Carefully.
How do I not?
War,
how can I not do this?
Worship.
Warship and
worship.
Warship.
War and war.
War. I think I've got the cold open.
That's how. That's what they do. War. They just are trying to pronounce their name right the whole time.
Anyway,
dubstep.
Yeah. Okay. Nipple worship. Dubstep.
Nipple
done.
It's thanks. Just they record people trying to say the band's name from different dialects, and that's how they do the dubstep.
No, that's
what is
your
it,
fucking
and,
cold.
And what does it have
there.
To? What does it have to do with nipples again?
Sorry. What? What did you just say?
I don't understand.
I don't understand.
We like long
one of these
disappointing drops.
One of these is going to be an a cappella dubstep band, and I want to be a part of that band. If only I could do it with a straight face. And
there's
I want to do the next talent show here if we can get together the a cappella dubstep band.
There's
that would be so
down.
Dumb. And I'm a fan.
One in the future is that.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It, just a couple of
which ones. One do you think it is?
Just grab that one. Pull
yeah,
it
just
up.
Pull that one.
Pull
up.
It out.
What
menthol
is it?
Menthol on your balls.
Menthol
on
no.
your balls. That would,
I swear
that might
we've
you,
done that one before.
That might make you sound like you're in
no,
a
you came up with
band.
That one.
Yeah.
Oh, that is the one I came up with. That's why.
That's what I mean. Like,
okay, we just found out.
There
we
go.
So there's our acapella dubstep is menthol on your balls. All right.
Well, the future got weird. All right, next.
The next one is... Wow, okay. Not this one. Slap and Tickle is the next one.
What do you do with that?
It's just it's pure bass. They don't have
okay.
anything but basses.
Oh, there you go.
Because you slap it
okay.
a bass and you tickle
no,
the bass.
I like that. That's
yeah, you may like tickle the keys,
so
maybe it's
with
no,
bass
cool.
and key ivories. Like,
yeah,
yeah, yeah,
tickling.
Yeah, so it's a bass and bass and piano.
I would listen to
yeah.
that.
That sounds pretty sweet.
That
yeah.
sounds amazing.
100% on board.
Yeah, slap and tickle. That's
maybe
a,
don't call it that, but
that,
I like
no,
that.
No, that's perfect, though, because people are like, you ever heard slap and tickle, S&T?
And then they
like,
slap you because you're being offensive. No, it's a band.
What do you think?
It's a band. It's like, hey, how do you feel about Bare Naked Ladies? Like, I'm for them. But about the band, they're good, too.
Oh, yeah, they're also good. All right, well, that was easy. That was slap and tickle.
Yeah.
We don't talk about I think that. I would really like to hear slap and tickle.
That sounds amazing. Yeah, no, I'd buy their first album, for sure.
I would participate in any live
slap and
tickle show.
All about slap and tickle.
Yep, for a little slap and tickle
guy? I buy the slap and tickle merch all the time.
Oh, Lord.
All right. The next one is Random Creepy McGrumble Fucks.
That one's yours
I
for
resemble
sure.
that remark. Yeah. I think that was used to describe me.
Yeah. No, this is a band of Kendrick. This is your one man band.
It's just me.
Yeah.
Or one of those like
this is where you get super sloshed and start playing your guitar and your what was the other one that you did?
Not the squeeze box that has
squeeze box.
Not an accordion. It's
the lyrics that you sing as you try and play both.
Every time Kendrick makes mouth sounds, I just keep putting him in a dubstep now.
What the fuck is that thing called? Concertina.
Concertina. Yeah.
It's also known because concertina wires that they used in the war.
Oh yeah.
This concertina wire is a way to use barbed wire. Make it really annoying.
Yeah.
When I think of random creepy McGrumblefucks, I think of like the Banana Splits movie that just came out, where it's like a bunch of. There's a new Banana Splits movie, and it's a horror movie because they couldn't get the rights to Five Nights at Freddy's. So they made a Banana Splits movie where the Banana Splits are animatronic, and these families get trapped inside the Banana Splits showing, and when they get canceled, and the shit goes crazy. They're like these crazy, like big. They're kind
like
of like
Chuck E. Cheese
pre-furries, like Chuck E. Cheese. They're like
is this
not
a real thing?
Yeah. Like, Banana Splits were like a real TV show for a long time. They went on little adventures, and it was a kid's show. But they turned
Five Nights at Freddy's knockoff that uses the thing that Five Nights at Freddy's is knockoff of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The future got
it was
weird.
So it was so bad.
The future keeps getting weird.
Like you said, the internet left us behind,
dude. It's like people who have rented like Barney costumes and like giant Elmo costumes and stuff like that, but they're really gritty and dirty. Like they've been used to like stalk children outdoors, and they're just singing like really slow, methodical grunge music.
Wait, go back to that?
What
was the band name? What was the band name again?
It's Random Creepy McGrumblefucks.
Yeah, okay.
And so...
I was trying to just say it again.
I think of this as like weird serial killers / child abductors who have a theme in all the TV shows and stuff we watch. Like, oh, he's the Santa Claus kidnapper, and he follows kids around after they've sat on his lap and gets them into his cage.
The image that comes to mind is that have you guys seen that image of the guy in the sewer that's like wearing the really creepy, messed up, goofy costume? He's just like coming around the corner. If I can find the picture of that,
but
I
that's
will
exactly
it.
What this.
Yeah, it's like it's that. It's
grunge,
but he's also playing a concertina.
You have to have grunge if you're gonna be a McGrumblefuck. Oh god, okay. This one. I remember you saying this one a lot.
We're at like minute 16. How much do you want to keep going?
Yeah,
all
we'll probably
in
go to like.
Call
do
it.
We'll do like two or three more.
Okay.
There's the third one we need to get to.
Yeah. Okay.
Sisyphean Nightmare is the next one.
Sisyphean Nightmare.
And Sisyphus is the guy who's rolling rocks up hills.
Yep.
He's constantly pushing a rock up his hill.
Isn't his just life a nightmare?
Well, that's his death. That's his punishment for all eternity.
Oh, okay.
Because of his
hubris.
Arrogance.
I have no idea. It's a Greek band that sings about Greek mythology. But they don't do it well. That's all wrong. That's why it's a nightmare.
I think that Sisyphusian Nightmare would be a really slow electronica song that lasts for 6 hours, and over the course of that 6 hours, gets about 30% faster.
Oh, for that weird. Doom. So it's like Eric Zahn if Eric Zahn did music nowadays.
Yes.
Okay.
I like it.
That's just the intro from Let's Talk More Rock over and over again. Slow at like half speed until it gets to about double speed.
Gotcha. Yeah, I can get on board with that. I can't
Greek
think of anything else.
Screamo.
Screamo.
Grimo.
Scream.
Greekmo.
Scream.
All right.
Yeah.
Next one we have is gender fluid root vegetable, which I think almost all root vegetables are.
Worth noting, that's probably the most interesting thing to shout at somebody because they have to unpack that and figure out what the fuck just happened.
I'm adding that.
You're being such a gender fluid root vegetable right now.
Yeah, no, it shut down my brain.
What?
Gender fluid
root vegetable. A cappella band out of San Francisco.
Gender fluid.
Out of a specific neighborhood.
I was thinking.
Yeah.
They're all chefs, though, on their day jobs.
No. They're all line cooks.
Oh, no, even better. They're all urban foragers.
Yeah. That pickup shifts at the local Starbucks once in a while, but not that often. Not Starbucks, the local artisanal.
And all they're doing is going through the gigantic list of current like new genders that's like happened on the like I don't remember what website it was, but I looked at one and there's like over like 30 or 40 new genders that you could be, and they're just singing songs about each gender type, like every one of their albums.
They
like,
identify as known each time they sing a song.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm for it.
Yes. I don't think I want to listen to it, but
no,
I'm glad that it exists on
good
SoundCloud.
On that. Yeah.
Hey, you know what? That's going to help.
Final one we're going to do today is something that we've all experienced. It's life-changing dump.
I do remember talking about this.
That sounds like a twangy guitar.
LCD?
LCD?
Life-changing film.
Oh,
sorry. Oh, yeah, yeah.
LCD. You guys are into LCD? I love a good LCD.
Yeah, myself. LCDs.
Gonna have one here in a minute.
You can't know podcast? That. You can't know that.
Yeah, you really can't.
You really can't, because it's always a crapshoot.
You can... That's a really shitty joke.
That was Sitsock, everybody. I got nothing to follow.
I can't leave on that.
Life-changing dump, huh?
I get a feeling of very twangy guitar, very slow southern style.
I think grunge. It's going to be grungy.
Grunge.
I don't know.
Punk.
I'm kind of almost thinking more of a maybe punk, Tenacious D-ish sort of a...
Comedic metal?
Yeah.
I actually think it's about... recovering alcoholics who've accepted God, and they're singing about God and Christianity, but they don't realize that the name that they've picked, like, is actually related to poop.
Oh.
Like, it's like they had a life-changing dump when they dumped alcoholism, and then they started singing about stuff. So, like, it's based on the events that they choose. Yeah, it's Christian rock.
And a very unfortunate name.
Yeah.
Well, that seems like a gold thing to end on right there. That topped the hell out of my dump, though.
Anyway.
All right, guys. Welcome back to the list. We made it through like 8. We've got 1,000.
This is good progress. I still think you should make a board game out of this.
I definitely think we got to figure something out.
Maybe we should
like, comment, and subscribe, and let us know if you would if you'd play test or buy our stupid board game or our stupid band name game. No, we wouldn't even have to sell it. We could do it for free.
Yeah.
On the internet. All right, everybody. We love you.
Bye.
Do we?
Life-changing dump.